Where? Oh, Power Trip Quotes on his new podcast.
Yeah.
I listened to that.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's going to do quotes notes. Get your own bit, buddy. This is my bit.
Even get it. Yeah, no.
Yeah, get your own bit.
You got to establish
this. Yeah. No, it was brilliant. Right. Oh!
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm Chuck, Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And we better give the Lou Cove score update for the Twins. And unfortunately, Lou, your Twins are currently trailing 9-3. And that's tough after that 14-12 loss in that five-hour game last night. But Dave, you were at the Twins game Monday night. Did you happen to run into our number one listener, Lou Cove?
I don't think I did, although I did see a lot of grown adults with flip phones. So there's definitely a possibility that I either saw him or a bunch of Wisconsin residents in the stands.
Did you see any 81-year-old men trying to pull up the Twins score on those flip phones?
Yes, getting text alerts.
Yes.
And there were a lot of them because there was a number of dingers.
Lots of dongs.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get started. We got a big show tonight. We've got bet updates. We've got the quotes of the week. We've got In Your Thoughts. We're going to have some State Fair t-shirt ideas. We've got the results of the first round of voting of the Babe Bracket. So I haven't even seen the results yet. We're going to reveal those live to us, and we'll set up the second round of voting. Then we're going to go to a new segment called Missing You. This is a Power Trip themed story that they didn't do on the air. So thought it'd be just fun for our listeners to have one of these kind of 5:30 news articles that we'll go over.
Girl, then, I'm going to miss you. Great point.
Great point. Actually, that would have been a great point. I pulled a different song for the open. Maybe we'll mix it up every week. I don't know. On-air production meeting. So.
Yes.
And then in Down Memory Lane, we are going to go back to when Christopher Allen Hockey may have admitted he watches a certain genre on the air. So we'll play that audio clip for you, and we'll wrap it up with quotes notes, the final notes from quotes. Tommy told you to get your own bit, but I think it's slightly different, right? It's final notes from quotes.
Yes. Just more of a recap than a notes segment.
Absolutely. So, but we'll start with Dave. Did you happen to listen to today's show with Hawk when Hawk was out and Marnie was in?
Well, of course I did. We all love Marnie, especially Corey Cove.
Absolutely. It was interesting because it was almost like having two Corey Coves in the studio today. And I don't know about you, but it was pretty classic radio this morning, and it gave us this moment.
He just reads wrong. So let's.
That's kind of an important detail.
Yes. Here's your chance of redemption.
Corey too.
Right. I like Corey too.
I hate Corey.
So
too.
Here's your chance of redemption. Marnie's here. The pressure's on. But still, do your sports update again. Just the Twins part. He wrote it. He was ready.
I'm not here for my effort.
Go for it. Here's his.
Stop
here's
laughing.
His Twins. Here's his Twins update. Go.
The Minnesota Twins held the lead with their stellar bullpen over the Bronx Bombers. Well, it was the exact opposite. If you went to bed after the Twins bumped the lead to 9, shut up. I've already lost.
Sauce was a little bit salty at Corey too.
Well, it's like, let him do the bit. Come on. I mean, everybody enjoys picking on Sauce on the show, but you know, it's his bit.
Oh my god, I was laughing so hard. He was so salty because he had to do the sports update twice, and both times Marnie and Corey kind of tag teamed on him. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to go on record as saying whenever Christopher, because obviously the power trip is best when all three guys are there, but whenever Christopher Allen Hockey is not on the show, I think Marty needs to be the permanent other host on those days so we have two-on-one Corey versus Sauce.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's like having another dad there. So with Hockey being the drunk uncle who wasn't there, the drunk horny uncle, and then having two dads there, there's definitely a chemical imbalance in the studio. And it does not favor Sauce's side.
Oh, he was on fire this morning, so it was a must-listen radio. So
a lot of sports. Sports!
Very sports-heavy. And speaking of sports, we got some bet results.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. It was all about the British Open, or I know my good friend Ande is listening. So the Open Championship. There were quite a few bets that revolved around the Open. The first, obviously, was the Open itself and the winner. And Christopher Allen Hockey won his first golf major solo title as he picked Tommy Fleetwood. And Tommy Fleetwood finished second to Shane Lowry. So Chris took home $450. The bet didn't double because Fleetwood did not win. Your first overall pick went to Lawyer Lambert, who promptly selected Rory McIlroy and promptly was cut immediately. So nothing good there for Lawyer Lambert. The other two bets that spun off of the Open were the two versus Core was finally settled, and Hockey and Rosie both ended up losing the two versus Core as neither one of their golfers ended up winning a major in 2019. So overall, Corey won two of the Core versus two bets and lost three of them. So he net lost $100 on the year, but he sounds like he's in for it next year. And quite frankly, I think he should, because I think the odds are way in his favor. I mean, you figure this year, if Tiger doesn't win the Masters, Corey wins the bet. It'll be interesting to see, though, next year, because I have a feeling everybody will take Koepka.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, Koepka was kind of the favorite to win a major going into it, but we'll see if he can actually, you know, golf is super streaky. I mean, look at Spieth the last, you know, from 2014 on, and you would have thought that he would win the Masters every year, and he was winning, you know, majors left and right, and then he kind of, you know, got sidetracked, and I don't know. Brooks is human, that's for sure, but he would definitely be my first pick if I was doing the Core versus two next year.
Yeah, and speaking of Jordan Spieth, that was the other bet that did not get resolved, but got a little bit closer to resolution, as Meat Sauce, of course, has the five-year bet with Corey that Spieth won't win a major by the end of 2023. And, of course, Spieth did not win a major this year. So that's four majors down for Meat Sauce. He's got 16 more to go with Spieth not winning any of those to collect $100 from Corey. So it's a good start. 1 year under his belt. You can't win it in the first year, obviously. You have to let the whole thing play out. So it's gone as well as it can for Sauce this year.
Yeah, maybe I'm too much of a homer for Spieth, but if it was 4 years, so I would still take Spieth winning a major in the next 4 years. So I still like Corey's side of the bet. He plays well at Augusta, and he's a great player. He's just gotta clean up a couple things in his game. And
yeah, I would agree. I would definitely still be on Corey's side of the bet, but you know, each major that goes by, it gets a little bit closer to Sauce. So that is your bets update for the week. No new bets were placed this week, so that'll do it. Let's move on to some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get Meat Sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes. Power Trip quotes.
All right, it's time for the quotes of the week. And this guy had a very busy week, probably a very busy summer, playing shows, putting on festivals. Christopher Allen dominated this week, in quotes, and he gets all three. So we will start with his number three quote of the week.
When he bends over, I see the Lord. in his a-hole.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I think that was Kevin McDermott, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he kind of teed that one up. That was a first segment quote. Just dynamite by Chris.
Yeah, he was on fire right out of the gate with that one.
Yes, he was. All right, well, he kept the quotes coming. At number two, it's Chris Hockey.
If you ate an entire human being...
Mark,
where would you start?
Well, I know where you'd start.
It depends on how I was feeling that day.
Cash those tickets.
Yeah, we all won.
Yeah.
Everybody's a winner.
Some days I'm after breast meat. Other days, I'm looking for a hot dog.
Of course.
That was a good gut laugh.
And I like Corey's new phrase, too, whenever there's some reference to his lifestyle where he says, cash those tickets.
Yep. That is a great bit. Dob probably came up with it 9 months ago. Soster using it 3 months ago, and now Corey has adapted it. All right. Well, and number one, again, Chris Hockey with some help from his friends.
Wobby, shoot you?
What does Wobby think they're going to finish this year?
16-0.
The wall.
That will be a number one seed, no doubt. Oh, that was funny. I don't think people got it right away because it kind of took me a second. But yes, you know, we won't get into politics on that show, but apparently Wobby is a Trump supporter.
I guess I don't follow him on Twitter, so I'm not privy to the information or whatever, but just what we've gathered listening to the Power Trip show, it sounds like that's the direction that Wobby leans.
Shout out Vikings.com. All right, well, there are your Chris Hockey quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, your thoughts this week. State Fair t-shirts, Bay Bracket results, Missing You, and Down Memory Lane. So let's get started. We are a mere month away, probably really just a little over 4 weeks from the State Fair starting. And last week we threw out some State Fair t-shirt ideas, and we're going to throw out a couple more this week. So I think I let you go first last week, so I'm going to start this week. And I'm going to stay with the Tommy theme. So I feel like Tommy is due for a shirt. He really deserves one this year. And I'm just going to go with clean. Zamboni clean.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. I had some Zamboni ideas as well. And I actually reached out to Ryan Donaldson with a couple of my ideas that on my list. And I guess there are a lot of copyright problems with Zamboni, with the word Zamboni, with the picture of a Zamboni itself. So,
What would Brian know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, come on.
He's probably sunburned from sitting on Lake Minnetonka all day.
Yeah, of course.
Love you, Ryan.
With violent diarrhea, like that's been going on in the news lately.
Yes.
But that's a home run idea. I mean, I can just picture the NHL 94 like light blue ice with like two Zambonis and like Tommy's head like posted on there, KFN logo. That would sell like hotcakes.
100%.
So I hope that there is somewhat of a Tommy / Zamboni shirt available for purchase, because I'll probably buy them all.
All right. Well, what is your shirt idea for the week?
All right. Well, when I look back at my previous shirts, all 800 of them, I look and see a common theme of topics or words or phrases that get brought up on the show a lot. And I think this one is kind of overdue. It's great point.
Oh, yeah.
It's clean. It's simple. It's not controversial. It is, they say it almost all the time, you know, in talking about sports stories, they talk about a Metallica lyric and it's, oh, great point. I mean, it's everywhere.
I will have a Power Trip confession. You know, I did the Power Trip confession, like, I don't know, one of our first episodes. I say great point at work all the time, and people don't even understand the bit, and yeah, so I find myself doing that way, way too often.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a super sexy shirt, but I think it would work.
Absolutely. It's one of the key catchphrases that's going right now. So, totally agree. I think that would be an awesome shirt. One of the things we're hoping to do by the time the State Fair rolls around is crown our Power Trip Babe Bracket champion. So we opened up the voting to the Rubes last week, and we had 8 matchups. They were all matchups, somebody that we selected versus just a random person that didn't get selected. Did the matchups randomly, and I have the results that I have not even looked at yet. So this will be interesting to see if anything came of these. So the very first matchup we had was Mark Rosen versus David Lambert. And opening the envelope, please, we see that Mark Rosen has emerged as the victor. So he was, of course, the person that was drafted. I believe I drafted Mark Rosen. So so that's technically not an upset. But
some people thought he should be put in the senior bracket.
Ooh,
but he just made the cut.
So, yes, so Mark Rosen is your first entry into the quarterfinals. Matchup number 2 pitted Corey Cove against Zach Daniels Halverson. And opening the envelope, we see that Corey Cove has advanced to the round of 8. So, again, not an upset there. Corey was the seeded player, and Zach was the unselected player. And, again, we're not giving out the percentages of the results. We're just gonna say who the winner was.
Way too controversial.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt any feelings. We don't want to get blocked by anybody. So, matchup number 3, we've got Paul Meat Sauce Lambert in his initials matchup versus AJ Mansoor. So again, this was a random draw, but it happened to be the 2 initials combatants, and the winner is Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Again, the seeded choice moves on, so we are 3-for-3. How are you feeling so far? No surprises?
No surprises so far. I think it's all staying chalk. There's a couple juicy matchups here at the bottom of the bracket, so I'm looking forward to seeing what happens here.
All right, well, handing me the envelope for matchup number 4, and as I open it, we have Mark Parrish versus the mysterious Mr. Z. And it looks like...
Two St. Cloud State alum.
Yes, very much the Battle of the Huskies. And Mark Parrish is your winner and will move on to the round of 8. So apparently we went for the known quantity over the mystery quantity, but Parrish is moving on.
I'll just say you guys are missing out. Mr. Z is a real catch.
And
not that we don't love Parrish, but
I don't know if Parrish has a pool or not, but I definitely know Mr. Z does. So the next matchup, number 5, pitted Chris Hockey versus the aforementioned Ryan Donaldson.
This is the sexiest matchup. I think this is a really good matchup. I like this.
Well, Hockey was the drafted person, and RD was an at-large pick. And Hockey has emerged and defeated Ryan Donaldson.
Wow.
So Chris Hockey will move on to the round of 8. So
it's got to be the stage pants.
I tell you, it's straight chalk so far. So apparently we made good selections. That's reinforcing our picks here. All right, 6th matchup. We've got Jason Zucker, currently of the Minnesota Wild, and John Bonus, currently of the Monetized Podcast. So... And in the battle between Zucker and Bonus, the envelope says Jason Zucker is moving on to the round of 8. So not much of a surprise there. He was the third selection, so fairly highly seated there. But Zucker has moved on over John Bonus.
The beard beats the nightshirt.
That's right. And moving on to nighttime selections, we've got Pooh Bear in it, Tommy Olsen, versus John the Gentleman and new father. Congratulations, by the way, to John M. Yes. Creasel. That's fantastic. Absolutely. And then I saw, too, over the weekend, Jeremiah Searles had their first baby. So lots of new babies entering the world. So lots of proud daddies. That's awesome to see. So in the matchup of T.O. versus John Creasel, T.O. is moving on. So Tommy, he was the number two overall selection, which a lot of people pointed out that Tommy got drafted above Jason Zucker. So that's got to make Tommy feel pretty good. So
hey, Tommy's a man rocket, even though he picks on me. He's a man rocket.
All right. And our final matchup, it's been all chalk so far. Let's see if it holds. Ben Lieber, who was the first overall selection by me, versus our lovely friend, Lawyer Lambert.
Let's go, Jeff.
And the winner is Ben Lieber. So, unfortunately, Lawyer Lambert is knocked out of this competition, but he's still a sexy man in my book. So,
absolutely.
So, yeah. So, straight chalk. I guess we made good selections. So,
So you're not going to reveal what the final polls ended up being, but can you reveal what the closest matchup was?
I don't even know if I want to do that. I think we'll just suffice it to say there were, there were some close matchups. There were some that were a little more spread out, but I will say every participant definitely got quite a bit of support. So
yeah, I would sleep with all of them anyways.
100%. So, all right. Well, that will set up the matchups for the round of eight. So the matchups are going to go. We randomly threw these together. Very, very juicy matchup for the first one. It's going to be Ben Lieber versus Jason Zucker. So that one of those two guys isn't going to make the final four. So think about that. Next up is going to be good guys, Chris Hockey versus Mark Parrish. So that's certainly an interesting battle there.
Both great athletes.
Absolutely. The third matchup is going to be Corey Cove and Tommy Olson. So a couple of heavyweights there squaring off against each other. And the final matchup is probably my favorite, Mark Rosen versus Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Ooh. So that will be a very, very intriguing matchup. So we will get those polls up. My plan is to put those up Friday, give you guys the weekend to vote, and then we'll have the results of round two. We'll set up the final four on next week's show. So get out there and vote. And thank you to everyone that voted in the first round. You reaffirmed our selection, so we feel good about that. We have a new segment that we want to unveil. I just called it Missing You. And the idea for this is every once in a while, I'll run across a news story that, you know, everybody and their brother will tweet at the power trip. And then the next morning we'll hear it on the air and they'll make, they'll make their jokes about the story and everything. And I had one of those this week and I was just waiting for it to appear on the show and it never did. And I thought valued Bets and Quotes podcast listeners need to hear this story. So from time to time, we might do this segment, Missing You. And it also gives me a chance to play this banger. Missing You, yes. But
that's a hot cut.
That's a hot cut. But there's a lot of songs about missing things, so maybe we'll mix that up every time we do this. So moving on to the actual story. So I'm just going to read the story. This is out of Florida, shocker. I'm just going to read the story just like our good friend Christopher Allen Hockey likes to read these news stories. And Dave, you are welcome to comment at any time.
Go on.
A Florida man allegedly used a pair of scissors to cut off his wife's lover's penis, according to a report. Alex Bonilla, 49, is accused of committing the heinous act on the man, who is his neighbor, while the victim's two kids were home last Sunday outside of Gainesville, according to a police report obtained by NBC News. The victim told police Bonilla attacked him at gunpoint, threatening to kill him if he resisted, the report said. Once inside the neighbor's bedroom, Bonilla allegedly tied up the victim and attacked him. Bonilla then fled the house with the man's detached penis.
Oh my God.
Where if you fled a house with a detached penis, what would be your destination?
I don't know.
Would you get that thing on ice pretty quickly?
Well, it depends on why he attached it. Was he trying to like upgrade or something? Did he know about something about the man's penis that it must have been pleasuring his wife so much better than his own that he wanted to steal it?
I'm just picturing the Forrest Gump gift, and he's just running to the hospital with it, like, get this attached immediately. Oh, I continue with the story. Bonilla had caught his wife and neighbor having sex last May, according to the police report. Cops charged Bonilla with the following: aggravated assault, cruelty toward a child, and burglary. Now,
burglary.
I find that a very interesting charge, because the only thing that I could see that he took was the detached penis.
Well, I mean, that's probably the most valuable thing, asset that he had. So,
you know, we really should have had Lawyer Lambert on for this episode, because he could have told us whether or not what the value of a penis would be, because, you know, there's like grand theft and, you know, different degrees of burglary. This just says burglary. So I don't know if, you know, what value would you place on a penis? I guess it depends. You know, I wouldn't place a whole lot of value on another person's detached penis. But if it was my own detached penis, I'd place a pretty high value on it.
What are the odds that one of Sauce's friends could hook you up with a detached penis?
Oh, 100%.
You know, he's got a guy for everything. he has a detached penis guy.
And I should have been playing detachable penis under this whole story. I just realized that. Corey loves that every time they play that. And what has our good friend Christopher Allen Hockey told us about any story that we ever do?
Always read the last sentence.
It is unclear if doctors were able to reattach the victim's penis, the report said.
Unclear. Finish the story. You're a capital J journalist. You get to the bottom of this story.
I know. I love that. It's unclear. Either it's attached, it's reattached, or it's not. I mean, this isn't
a very
something...
black and white situation.
Exactly. There's not a whole lot of shade of gray in this. So, yeah. So, thoughts and prayers to the victim there. Although, you know, he maybe kind of encouraged it a little bit. And what do we always say? Don't encourage it. So, right. A scissors. I'm like, of all things. I mean, it almost makes the Lorena Bobbitt story with a kitchen knife almost palatable, because at least it would be like quicker, you know.
I'm wondering, he was so dead set on cutting off that man's penis, he held him up at gunpoint. If he was really that mad, he could have just shot him. But no, he held him at gun. He had a gun in his left hand and a scissors in his right. Yeah, he really wanted to take the member out of the situation.
Oh, he definitely had a plan. That was he had his heist well planned. And he probably winked at Tommy Olsen on his way out of the house with a detached penis. So.
Yes, that would be the trigger, and then Sauce would throw the after party, right?
Absolutely. So there you have it. That is the first installment of Missing You. So I love those stories, and I just thought the listeners to our podcast would enjoy that as well.
Genius.
Down memory lane we go.
All right. Well, from time to time, Chris Hockey gets accused of watching cartoon porn.
What?
And various other genres as well. But back in 2015, at the very first set of Vegas shows, he actually admitted it on the air, which is funny because later on he's tried to deny it. So I thought it'd be fun to just listen to that little clip and see if anybody else will admit to watching cartoon porn.
Give him a break. That sounds exactly how I felt when I watched that cartoon porn. You know what I mean?
Right.
More than once.
Sometimes you think you want to do it, and then halfway through you're like, why did I do this?
And at some point you're like, you know, I'm an embarrassment.
Yeah,
like
I'm 44 years old.
John, there's no nice way to say this, but you look like the kind of guy that would be into cartoon porn.
Yeah.
True or false? Like, you've dabbled, right?
Lois Griffin.
I've dabbled.
You've dabbled?
Yes! You saw it, too! Yeah.
Why is everybody into Lois Griffin?
What are we even talking about?
She's got a head shaped like an egg.
All right,
she's like a Twitter avatar.
We'll show you.
This is not what I like.
No, you got to go for, like, you know, Daphne from Scooby-Doo or something, for God's sake.
Can we share the
was she
right after that segment story?
I don't really know what you're talking about.
What you told Corey and I right after the segment?
No, that's why I told you off the air. That's an off the air story.
So yes, the Twins geek himself, John Bonas, apparently has I wonder how much of that podcast money is going towards Lois Griffin porn.
Oh, I still can't. How do I not remember that? That was like a, that should be on the Where Were You moments in Power Trip history, that Bonas admitted he dabbled in it.
He definitely admitted that he dabbled. So I'm just picturing him calling up Gleeman and go, "We got to record another episode, Aaron."
No, I got to reschedule for tomorrow night. I'm busy.
So yeah, so there you have it. The time when Chris actually admitted it. So as much as he wants to deny it now, he actually we have the tape. We'll go to the tape. So it's on the record. So all right, well, that will just about do it for the week, but we are going to start ending our episodes with what you brought up last week and what Tommy ripped you for on the air, stealing his bit, but not really stealing it. It's just, we're going to call it Final Notes from Quotes. So take it away, Dave.
All right. Well, I just have a couple of notes. And the first one is, I was very honored to be mentioned in Tommy's takes last week. Until I figured out what he was ripping me for. Obviously, he is a listener of the show and has partaken in a couple of bits and joined us. But he was not a fan of me coming up with the idea to go quotes notes. And to be honest, I think just the alliteration and, you know, it rhymes, like quotes notes just sounds fun to say. So maybe I was just super excited about that. But when he ended it with buddy, get your own bit, buddy, it literally tore my heart in half. I was devastated.
Help me make it through the night.
Like, you can hear it in his voice. Like, you heard it in the opener to this podcast. There was a little bit of like a, hey, you know, get off my lawn. you know, Gran Torino, Clint Eastwood to it. So, Tommy, not trying to steal your bit at all. If anything, this is a compliment. I'm just trying to bring more awareness to Tommy's takes.
The sincerest form of flattery is imitation.
Exactly. the second and final thing that I have is just that I am going to be going to the Chris Hockey Show at Pebble Creek Golf Club in Becker, Minnesota on Saturday night. I believe it starts either at 9 or 10 p.m., which is kind of late. But it's going to be electric. Lisa's going to be there for sure. Selling merch. Obviously, Hawk will be there. I'm sure I'll meet a lot of you Rubes there. But if you are a Central Minnesota Power Trip Rube, we're going to try to pack that golf course and have a really fun night and run that place out of claws.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, Chuck, why don't you just drive up?
You got to go see a Chris Hockey Show once every summer. I've hit my quota for the year so far. So, but yeah, that sounds like a blast. Now, that's so those were your two items, correct?
Yes.
All right. May I offer just a little bit of constructive criticism to your new segment? I know it's week one, but I'd like to offer a little bit of constructive criticism.
Okay.
I don't think you lost your place nearly enough during that segment. So.
I forgot.
One of the features is it's very critical that you lose your place in the notes multiple times while reading them. Now, I know you only had two items, but you gotta lose your place a little more.
Oh. I do have another one. when Hawk was bringing up the Aerosmith story this week, that's classic, like big band, like big swinging dicks thing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's super annoying. That's don't meet your heroes. That's bullshit. I know he's got to put up with it, you know, because they're a big band and everything. But good God, if you're upset at where the crowd is going to be located, like
give me a fucking break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was nice, though, because it earned Steven Tyler a page on the Power Trip Wiki. So welcome aboard, Steven Tyler.
Yeah, welcome to the asshole group.
So, yeah, check that out on the Power Trip Wiki. We added that page out there. So, all right. Well, I think that will wrap it up for this week's episode. We'll be back next week. I think we're going to have a second installment of Power Trip Out of Context, and we'll get you caught up with every other bit of Power Trip news. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and I'm at Power Trip Bets. And if you have any thoughts or comments about the podcast, the Power Trip, or anything in general, or if you're just having a few one night and you have nothing better to do, 908-TOMMY-53 is the fan line number.
Yeah, so I want to challenge everybody for next week. I want to hear, and I think I might even call in too. We're going to see who can make the best drunk nonsense call to the Tommy O 53 hotline for next week. Maybe we can even do a run through a top three and rank them.
Oh boy, buckle up, folks. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.